You're listening to Archer Radio.
Hi, this is The Boyfriend, and you're listening to Archer Radio, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet.
What's today's date?
Today is Saturday, July 23rd, 2005.
And this is part two of your visit, right?
It is part two of my visit.
Why are you trying to be so... Why are you enunciating so much?
Because I want to speak clearly and loudly for your visitors.
Their listeners.
And their... ordinary.
No, they're not ordinary. I'm ordinary.
Then they're extraordinary.
They are. They are extraordinary. I do actually have some extraordinary listeners.
You certainly do, don't you?
I do. Did you hear yesterday's show where I interviewed Peter from Germany?
I did.
What'd you think about that show?
Extraordinary.
Peter is an extraordinary guy.
Yes.
He's very mature for 20.
He is very mature.
Yes.
And you also exposed me to an Oscar Mayer wiener.
No, we can't talk about that.
Oh, we can't talk about
that? No, because that person doesn't know, doesn't want, we should not have brought that up.
Okay.
Only one person will know what that means.
Good.
Well, we have more listeners than just one. At last count, there was 121.
But that one listener will feel very, very extraordinary.
Okay, well then you can describe what you saw, but don't say the name, if you know what
I
mean.
Oh, I won't.
Okay. So then explain what you're talking about, Oscar Mayer.
I saw a plump and juicy wiener.
Like a hot dog?
It was a hot dog.
Are you sure it wasn't a penis?
It was a plump and juicy penis.
And it had some big balls attached to it, didn't it?
It was certainly bigger and plumper than any Oscar Mayer wiener I had seen in the frozen food section of my supermarket.
To clarify for the listeners, I received an email from another listener who sent me a picture of himself naked and hard.
Desnudo.
What's that mean?
I think it's Spanish for in the nude.
And how'd you say it? Desnudo?
Desnudo.
Is that like menudo?
Something like that.
Do you know what menudo is?
It's some bad boy band or something.
Yeah, it's a boy band. So this is part two. What were we talking about in part one that you want to continue into part two?
Well, I think we were talking about the dawn of FM radio.
Oh, and how much you enjoyed it?
Yes.
Okay, what did you want to add about that? You should the listener should see the smoke coming out of your ears for your brain working so hard.
Nothing is smoking.
Would you like to be smoking something?
Well, you know, I feel like perhaps the pioneers of FM radio were smoking a lot of something.
So you would have fit right in, is what you're saying.
I think so, and I think I'm feeling that vibe from them right now.
I think what you're feeling is the two bottles of wine you drank today.
No. You were doing all the drinking. I had to do all of the moderating. Archer, you've had enough. No, don't drink that glass of wine.
Let's clarify this. Who drove home?
I did.
You did not, you lying sack of horseshit.
See if you get anything tonight.
Oh, I'm getting your ass tonight.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh.
You didn't sleep too well last night, so tonight you're going to be dead tired. Once you fall asleep, I'm going to take advantage of you.
Well, I have my chastity belt on.
You didn't bring your chastity
belt
with you.
Yes, I did, and I have the key. The chastity belt is locked, and the key is in the car, which I have locked.
But I have the keys to your car.
No, you don't.
He doesn't want to give it up tonight, I think. But he was letting me play with it in the car on the drive home.
What were you playing with?
A hot dog.
Well, were you playing? You were playing with a wiener, you were saying?
I was. I had one hand on the steering wheel and one hand down your shorts.
I don't recall that.
Because you were drunk. You were asleep.
I was not drunk.
Let's talk about something different, shall we?
Well, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I'm just trying to think, because we really didn't even think about what we want to talk about today, did
no,
we?
No, we just decided to talk.
Well, let me ask you this. When you were on your vacation, because as you heard in part one, the boyfriend was on his vacation. Excuse me. Did you hear that in the microphone, in the headphones?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm trying so hard. And there's like two people who complained, and I don't want to do that anymore, so I got to quit doing that.
All that gas.
Well, we had a lot to drink today. Anyway, I was going to ask you, because this is we can get serious if you want. On your vacation, you were in an area where there was no internet, there was no cell phone connection.
Sure.
There was like, besides you did have a couple channels on cable TV, right?
Yes.
But basically, you really had no connection to the outside world. So, how did that feel?
It was liberating.
But haven't you become so accustomed to having the internet and the connections that?
Well, yeah, but if you don't have it, you just find other things to do with yourself. So we did other things.
I can imagine what you were doing.
Not what you were thinking.
No, I'm sure. I just think I find it hard to be without an internet connection anymore.
Actually, it's quite a... For a week, it's a relief not to have to...
You were okay with that.
Yeah, to do that.
How many emails did you have when you got home?
194.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Who the hell do you know would send you a...
Well, I belong to various, tennis leagues and whatever, and so all of that mail, everything that goes out to the group, I get all of that email.
So really, but some of them were like personal emails. There were more.
Oh,
like,
very few of them were personal emails.
Because okay. I didn't even email you.
No, you didn't. No. You were too busy
masturbating. Well, I do need to show you that porn that David brought over to me that I used for my masturbatory.
Yes, and you described it as piggy sex.
I did, and here's my boyfriend didn't know what piggy sex was, so he looked it up on the internet. And what did you find out?
I said I was not gaining all that weight.
But I don't think piggy sex is all about big.
Well,
big
what I
guys.
Found was big old bears with big hairy bodies fondling themselves and smoking cigars. That's what I found.
Well, in one of the DVDs, there is a guy who's smoking a cigar, but these guys are not huge, overweight. I mean, they're a little chunky, but
I did
not.
A very limited search. I just typed in
piggy sex.
Pig sex gay. Oh. And I just clicked on the first thing, and that's what I saw. Pictures of, like, big fat men with hairy bodies and...
Cigars.
Cigars, and they just... They looked...
So that was nasty to you?
Yes. They were nasty.
Why don't you describe to the listeners what you do like?
Well, I don't really have... Well, first of all, I have to explain. I don't really... As you know...
This is true.
I don't have much pornography.
I know. I was going to say, you don't have really... You really don't have any.
I really don't have anything. So, I don't have a type. So it's very hard to me to say this when I'm looking at pornography. This is what I like to look at because there's just not much that I'm, just don't really
I know.
Go to that. I mean, I do like...
Because actually, I know that when you masturbate, you don't look at visual things, do you?
No, I don't.
Most of the time, you generate things in your mind, right?
Yes.
Am I in there ever?
Yes. You were in there. And you were eating bowls of smothered greens.
Ew.
Whipped prunes.
No.
And you were also consuming large quantities of raw vegetables.
So you were basically having a nightmare.
And the sight of that turned me on. And you know what I did?
You masturbated.
I masturbated.
You're so nasty.
It's out of control. You know why?
Why?
I have an Archer food fetish.
I've never heard of that before.
Yes.
Now, are you, like, not freaking out, but are you acting weird because you can hear yourself in the headphones?
Yes.
Do you hear, you know, you have that little bit of what's called latency? Is that making you talk like that?
Well, I told you, when I was a teenager, I always liked FM radio because on AM radio, the disc jockeys were always animated. And on FM radio, they were always laid back. So I feel like I'm a disc jockey on FM radio in 1979.
You were like 15 in 1979.
Yes.
You're so bad. So what else would you like to talk about in the couple minutes we have left?
Well, what would you like to talk about? It's your radio show.
I know, but I didn't plan anything. You know, we're just kind of like free.
Well, let's talk about a very interesting... We're going to go to another wine event next weekend.
Oh, yes, we are. We're going back to Grey Ghost for an actual dress-up
kind of... So you have to dress up next weekend.
I know. Hey, you didn't teach me how to tie a tie yet. Because I have to wear a tie, and I had to go out and buy one.
Well, I didn't want to say you don't know how to tie a tie.
I have no problem admitting that I don't know how to tie a tie because I don't wear ties in my profession, and I don't have a problem with not knowing how to tie a tie.
Well, you're going to learn something very new.
Well, the thing is that I have been taught before, but I just haven't, you know, had to use the skill multiple times to remember it.
So what else are you going to wear next weekend?
I'm going to wear my my black biker boots so I can have total control over you. I'm going to wear khakis, a beautiful pinstripe shirt that has purples and pinks and blues in it. The purple tie that you helped pick out.
Okay.
Actually, that you picked out. And a blue blazer. Is that right?
Yes. And I'm going to wear nothing but a leather thong.
That's right. And your boots.
And a leash.
And I'll be dragging you around. Now, don't you think the people at this winery event will not take kindly to that?
They'll be shocked.
But will you care?
After they feed us our wine and our booze and our food.
They won't care then.
They won't care.
Because they'll be drunk?
They'll just want our money. And
we paid today. They've got
and the free spectacle we'll be putting on.
Yeah. I'm sure that will look nice. No, you're going to wear a suit, right?
Yes, I'm going to wear a suit.
What color?
Blue.
Navy blue?
Navy blue.
What color shirt?
I think I'm going to wear, I have like this white striped shirt that's...
It's got white stripes?
Well, it's like a striped, vertical striped shirt that's going to go well with the blue suit and a tie and...
What's the tie look like?
I haven't decided. I have various ties.
Oh. Do you wear a tie to work?
Never.
Then how do you know how to tie a tie?
I learned in high school.
Oh, yeah. So, now what are we going to do at this event? We're going to be, obviously, tasting wines and eating, but isn't there like a point to it?
Appreciating fine wines, appreciating the foods that complement them, and understanding the process of creating and crafting award-winning wines.
I thought it was a vertical wine tasting, that we're going to taste wines from the last 10 years.
And that's exactly what you're going to do and learn.
From year to year, the
from
differences
year to
you
year,
mean?
Yes.
That should be good.
And but you know what?
What?
You're going to be in a vertical position.
I have to stand?
Yes.
I can't sit down?
That's why it's called vertical.
No, that's not why it's called vertical. Come on now. Vertical means that we're going from like 1995 to 2005.
Standing up.
He is still so drunk from the day.
I am not drunk.
Yes, you are.
I am completely sober.
If this is you completely sober, I can't wait to see you drunk. Shall I open a bottle of wine?
Do you want to?
I'm asking you.
It's up to you. I'm not driving.
I'm going to drive you later.
That's what you think.
I think we'll end up driving each other, don't you think?
I don't know what you mean, man.
Because you're stoned.
Hey, dude.
Okay.
You've got some Grand Funk Railroad.
Okay. Once again, we have reached the 15-minute mark.
Okay.
We need to end this part. Do you think we could do a part three?
It's your radio show. Go with the vibe, dude.
All right, boys and girls. I think we will end this part two, and we might do a part three. So until next time, bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.